Hello, welcome to another episode of Heavy Metal Messenger and Dino. We got some songs for you. Jokes and jams.
Everybody, maybe some dad jokes.
Everybody knows that by now that we like to do just talk about some heavy metal mess. What's going on in heavy metal world?
Hard rock, rock and roll.
Have a good time, and then hopefully you guys like it and listen.
Oh, yeah. This is Heavy Metal Messenger, and that's Dino over there on the other side. You'll find us at Google. Just Google Heavy Metal Messenger and Dino. That's the easiest way to find us. We're on Anchor, Spotify, Apple, iTunes, Google Podcasts, a few other ones. But if you just Google us, Spotify is usually the easiest way to get us. So if you have Spotify, we're on that free one. Get on there and give us a listen. We're going to start off with some brand new Megadeth. I love this band. Obviously, everybody that's listened knows that I'm a huge Megadeth fan. They have a brand new album out. I've listened to it twice the first day that I got it because I couldn't take once wasn't enough. Listened to it on the way over here and got through one song because I live 5 minutes away. And every time I listen, it gets better. This is my favorite song so far, but it's an epic album. That is going to be the word of the day for me because yesterday was an epic day in rock and roll. We're going to talk quite a bit about that. But here is Celebutant from Megadeth. Maybe. And that's just a little bit of a taste right there. It is a killer song, killer riff. The whole album is pretty dang epic. I don't want to start with that though, because something even better happened yesterday. There was the live Taylor Hawkins tribute on YouTube yesterday at 11:30 a.m. Free to watch.
Cool.
I watched almost every minute in between doing chores and everything. I didn't miss much, I don't think. It was 6 freaking hours long. But some things happened yesterday that were just an incredible joy and celebration of rock and roll.
Let us know.
Well, I'm going to let you know.
Okay.
There's some things happened here that have not ever happened. And one of them was Wolfgang Van Halen coming out, playing guitar.
Right.
Dave Grohl on bass. Justin Hawkins from The Darkness on lead vocals.
Sweet.
And Wolfgang, for the first time ever, played his dad's stuff on guitar because he insisted he was never going to do that.
Right.
And he fucking nailed it. It was
did a good impressive. Job, huh?
Better than good. You can still watch. You can just see this stuff on YouTube if you want to look it up. Just check out. You check out those two songs, Van Halen songs. Unbelievable. Later in the show, and I'm missing. I'm skipping a bunch of stuff. So many incredible things happened during that show yesterday. It was a very special day. Lars Ulrich from Metallica comes out and plays drums with the Foo Fighters. And Mr. Brian Johnson from AC/DC, who has not sung on a live stage in 10 years, made his comeback last night.
Oh, did sweet.
An electrifying two songs, absolutely freaking just tore the shit out of Wembley Arena in London. It was epic. That's the word of the day.
Good concert.
Lars and Brian Johnson, you got to check that out. Brian doing AC/DC songs, and you're just killer.
Oh, and Lars is
Lars on drums.
Doing it, drumming it up.
Brian Johnson singing. Dave Grohl and the Foo Fighters doing the music. It was beautiful. Another thing that was beautiful was Taylor Hawkins' son is a young man, probably about 21 years old, looks almost exactly like his dad.
Looks like his dad. Yeah.
And he came up and he played drums a half a dozen times and was incredible.
Nice.
His younger brother at 14 years old, came out and played a song and tore the shit out of the drums.
Awesome.
It was incredible.
So they're all taking after dad, huh?
Well, yeah. And then Stuart Copeland from The Police comes out. He's a guy that never does anything. The biggest one of all, because he's the guy. It's where all this started with him and the Fab Four. Sir Paul McCartney comes out. That was...
Paul McCartney came out.
Paul McCartney. I mean, and I'm missing things.
Right.
There are people that you're going to watch that you're probably bigger fans of. Or you watch this, it's pretty mind-blowing. Watching 6 hours of it, I know most people aren't like me. Wow. Or...
Nice.
I just happened to have the time, and I'm out there cleaning cars. It was a good day, so I have it on.
Right.
I'm out cleaning cars. I'm doing work, but I'm watching it.
I'd
have to go in the house when something really epic was going on, like the Lars and Brian Johnson or Wolfie. I wanted to hear that on my big old surround sound and all that. But most of the time, I was outside doing stuff, kind of watching it, and it was just... So if you have the time, spend some time with that. It was all for a good cause. All the money went
to a good charity.
And to have Taylor Hawkins... Yeah. Tribute that way.
Right.
That's the way it should be done.
Right.
There's going to be another one September 28th in Los Angeles where a lot of the American bands and Canadians and are going to do the same thing. It'll be free on YouTube again. So if you're interested, check it out. Put that on your calendar.
Well, it's nice the generation there, the younger generation, you know, they're pulling the younger guys up.
Travis Barker from Blink-182. There's a lot there. Just everybody. And the topper was... Queen. Mm-hmm. Taylor Hawkins' favorite band of all time was Queen. He was a huge Queen fan. Got to meet the guys, obviously, and Roger Taylor was like a second father to him. They were so close, and they did an incredible tribute to him. And just a very moving thing. Brian May goes out, and they sing. I'd rather have you see it. I can't explain it in the way that it should be, but it was pretty epic. If you're any fan of Queen...
Sweet.
Or any of those guys I'm talking about, and more and more and more. There's something for everybody in there. It was really, really cool. The other rock and roll news is Thursday night, 8 p.m.
Right.
Buffalo Bills at Los Angeles Rams. The road to the Super Bowl, baby. Here we go. Guess who's going to play at halftime?
Oh, shoot.
Ozzy Osbourne.
That's right.
He's going to play at halftime during my Bills game. That's good for me.
And Thursday.
Thursday night, 8 o'clock on, I believe, CBS.
CBS, yep.
I think so.
Yep.
And what else have we got going on, Rock and Roll News? Hey, a quick review of Megadeth. I've listened to it twice through, and I give it a 9 out of 10.
9 out of 10?
9 out of 10. It's one of their best albums ever. I believe it's up there, and it's new. I may not feel that way a year later, but I feel like it's up there with the stuff that, you know, we all think they're best. Peace Sells, Rust in Peace, Countdown, that era. It's just incredible. So if you're into Megadeth, check it out. Ice-T is on the album with him.
Really?
Yeah. Song called Night Stalkers comes out. He's in the video too, if you want to check that out. That's also on YouTube. So that's the news. I could talk another 20 minutes about rock and roll news.
Ice Cube's with Megadeth? Ice-T's with Megadeth?
Right.
And then what song are they playing?
It's called Night Stalkers.
Night Stalkers. Sweet.
That's a good... And this album is pretty intense.
When's the last time he did something?
Oh, he's always doing something. Body Count just did a new album a year ago.
Oh, did they?
Yeah. Yep. Body Count. Cop Killer. Remember that controversy back in the day?
Yep.
Woo, boy, was it... Were the police... But Ice-T was honest, and he was real, and he was saying, hey, we're going to start doing you what you did to, been doing us for decades.
Right.
If you don't knock your shit off.
Right.
Boy, they don't want to hear that.
No, they don't want to hear that.
Nah.
Whoa, what do you mean?
But guess what? Who won?
I'm the someone.
We're still talking about it.
That's right.
Ice-T wins.
There you go.
That's rock and roll right there. Changing the world by being bold and wanting to do. That's why one of the things I love about it too. It can also be just a joyous expression of just about anything. So it means a lot. So what's going on over in the Dino world? I got more rock and roll news I could talk about.
Well, there's a little riff or tiff going on between Ozzy and
speaking of
Eric
Ozzy.
Clapton.
Oh, always. Eric Clapton is the Ted Nugent of London.
Right.
Kinda.
On Patient Number 9, there's a lyric about something about with Jesus in it or something that, like an Antichrist thing. But all Ozzy was saying is, you have one of those days, you know, like Christ did. You know, it's not, when he died or whatever. You're having a crappy day.
And he's feeling like he's being sacrificed. Or
and then he's trying to figure out how to use it, but that's what he used.
He used that terminology, something like crucified or something.
Clapton didn't like it too much, you know, and he spoke up about it. And now he's like, Ozzy's like, screw it, you know.
Yeah, fuck you, Eric.
Yeah.
Exactly. I don't. You might be a legend too, but you know what? Fuck you. I got my opinions, and you got yours. You know what they say about opinions? They're just like a-holes. Everybody's got one.
Pretty much.
That's it. It's the truth. I've got one, and not everybody agrees with me. I don't expect them to. So this is something I forgot about the Taylor Hawkins tribute to. One more thing. You ever heard of Sam Ryder? I hadn't heard of him until yesterday. They brought him out on stage to play with Queen, and that was pretty impressive. Looks the roles, a rock and roll star, very kind of flamboyant, but he's this guy in Europe, I guess, is kind of big and has some hits over there. Never heard of him, so anybody that's heard of Sam Ryder, you want to check that out too. That video's on YouTube. Lordy was there. There were some other people. People that you wouldn't expect, so yeah, just really good shit yesterday. And Dave Grohl, you know, when they first started playing the first Foo Fighters song since Taylor died, it was tough.
Well, Taylor was the drummer. No, he did play. I seen him play guitar and stuff sometimes.
Taylor would come out and sing and play guitar too. Every show they would do "Someone to Love" by Queen or a Queen song, and Taylor would come out on stage and sing. Yeah, he was a super talented musician. He wasn't just a rock star, and he'd get pissed when people said, "Oh my God!" He said, "No, I'm a musician who happened to get famous."
Right.
And I love that attitude. He's just doing what he loves to do.
Right.
You know, and he passed it on. There were stories about so many things and people that he helped, and you know, like going to the guitar center and going in there into the drum room and just kind of hanging out. And then there'd be people in there that were playing, kids, adults that wanted to be drummers. And he would, you know, when the manager comes one day to the guy in that room and says, you know, I've been noticing these thousands of dollars on Taylor's credit card. I think there might be some fraud. And the guy's like, no, he's been buying everybody their stuff.
There you go.
He's been giving, you know,
that's people, what you do. Right.
Yeah, that's what you do. Pass it on, man. Pass that passion on. Help people out, you know. And if you're in that position, you know, I think it's a quite an honorable thing to do.
Yep.
And, you know, as individuals, we can do it on a smaller scale, whether it's given in the United Way or whatever it is that you're into. But if I was in his position, I would be doing the same damn thing, trying to help people out. So it was an emotional day yesterday, too, but it was mostly a celebration, which was cool as hell. Any other rock and roll news? Oh, one of my favorite, if not my favorite, Judas Priest album turns 32 today, Painkiller. Speaking of heavy. And what else we got going on? Other than that, Powerslave anniversary, Iron Maiden. Nickelback might be coming back. Anybody likes them?
Now, Rufus, you said it was his son, right?
He's got Rufus. Yeah, there's Rufus and Shane.
And he played the...
He played drums yesterday on, like, six songs. He did... And the Foo Fighters, obviously, that was the last bit, the last hour of the show or so was all Foo Fighters stuff.
Do you think we should listen a little bit of it?
Yeah, you got it over there. There you go. 110,000 people at Wembley. Music or all the proceeds from this, and you could donate if you wanted. They didn't ask for money. There was none of that going on. But if you want, it goes to Music Cares and Music Support, which are places that I would love, you know, that I have given to in the past, Music Cares in particular. So just very honorable
Well, that's pretty cool.
It's very cool. I mean, it was just Keisha was there too. There was just, and then the second Taylor Hawkins tribute, they're going to have Geezer Butler from Sabbath and Joe Elliott from Def Leppard and Sebastian Bach from Skid Row. And yeah, it's going to be another epic day. It's going to get bigger. So there is merchandise you can buy, t-shirts and hoodies and all kinds of, and shorts and banners and hats and a poster and even underwear, ladies' underwear. Yeah.
All kinds of stuff, huh?
Oh, yeah. So if you want to, you know, contribute in some way, you're a big Foo Fighters fan, a big rock and roll fan, you can go to that, go to the Foo Fighters website and do that too. And like I said, every penny goes to benefit, you know, helping pass along music to the younger generation, because music does so much more. It's good for your mental health. It's good for you physically, especially if you get up and you're dancing along to it, or you're air guitaring or whatever you're doing, like headbanging, whatever right. things I do.
Right.
You know, it keeps me younger.
Right.
It might hurt more the next day. I went to Tesla a week ago, one of my favorite bands. Great show. Awesome. I kicked ass as always. Up at Syracuse State Fair. Possibility, if the weather holds out, that Panny and I will be going up there again tomorrow to see Night Ranger. Free concert, 4 p.m. Syracuse in Rochester.
Well, it's funny you're saying that, because I was thinking of, I was watching some Star Wars thing, and I'm thinking, man, the music in the future sucks. You know,
everybody, oh, because it was terrible.
Yeah, nobody's got any good music.
Yeah.
You know, they just play the, you know, like when Darth Vader shows up, he plays his little song.
He has his own little song. Every character has their own music.
Right. Yeah. Like, but nothing else is good. They're not. You think of all these spaceships they got, they'd have a good sound system.
Like Guardians of the Galaxy.
Right. So well, Guardians of the Galaxy got
that's it. Music. They got the music right.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, they got it figured out. But that's going on not our time. Not
yeah, but not Star Wars is supposed to be like 500 years in the future or whatever. What
right,
is it?
Right.
Yeah.
So it's not good. The music isn't good.
Well, we won't be here.
That's why they're all angry.
Darth is like, damn it, I can't even dance anymore.
Right. He just sits there. What is he listening to?
There's no joy.
No.
There's no joy. That's one of the things that I love most about music is sharing it with others. I mean, in a live concert when you're in that, and you meet people. I mean, I met people that I'd never met before and talked to them about Tesla and rock and roll in general. And it's just fun to do that, you know?
Oh, did you get to meet some new people there and stuff?
Oh, yeah. I met some folks from Syracuse, and then one other guy's like, oh, yeah, I used to go down there. I'm retired now, but I used to go down to Corning all the time, for business. It's a small world, man.
Oh,
and
yeah.
A lot of rock, you know. And then you see all these rocketing people, and you look around, and what was as good to see is, you know, a lot of the people were 40, 50, 60 years old, like me. I mean, but there's also a bunch that were in their 20s and teens and just rocking, loving Tesla, singing along with the songs. And it's just good to see that, you know, to see that it's being passed along. That's one of the things that, you know, happens a lot with rock bands. You want to take your, you know, kids and grandkids and pass it along. I took my kids to see Kiss and Def Leppard and Poison and Journey and on and on. My kids, you know, so I've seen a lot of good rock and roll bands, and you know the girls are more into hip hop, rap, country than that stuff. Especially my oldest, they all have their own taste, but you know, live music means a lot to them too, and music in general, which is cool, which I wanted to pass on. So,
So the Pretenders played there too.
Yes, Chrissy Hynde, another one of my favorite. All these people, I had no idea. Chrissy Hynde and the Pretenders. That was just a huge list, and I was gonna. I thought, oh, I ought to take notes for tomorrow when I was doing it, but I was...
Sorry, go ahead.
That's all right. And I love the Pretenders. It's one of my favorite bands from the 70s and 80s. I was a fan, you know, first time I heard Brass in Pocket in 79, you know.
And then it was all right on YouTube.
It's all on YouTube for free.
For free, wow.
Yeah, which is nice. Cool. I thought, hey, if I had to spend 20 or 30 bucks, I would have done it.
Right.
Especially because all the money is going for charity and
right.
to a good cause. If they were trying to make money on it, I would have said no. You know,
right.
Said, no, you're not getting my 20. You're, you know, like my favorite band, Kiss. You can't do anything with that without paying for it. They were. They have tarnished their reputation quite a bit in the last 20 or 25 years. But unlike bands like Led Zeppelin that said, "Hey, our drummer died. We're done."
Right.
And that there's that incredible legacy of that incredible music. They didn't fuck it up.
Right.
And they didn't go for the money.
No.
And then there's bands like Kiss. You know? And I love Kiss in the 70s, and I still love that kind of stuff. But, boy,
Gene,
that grieves a little. Gene, and he's honest about it. At least he's up front.
Yeah.
He says, you know what? I'm out to make money. I'm a businessman.
Right.
I love rock and roll. Hey, he was honest in it for decades. He said, hey, the reason, don't let, he said, decades and decades ago, he said, you know, don't let anybody in a rock and roll band tell you any different. The reason they formed a rock and roll band is because they wanted to get pussy.
Right.
And they wanted to get rich and famous.
Right.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Especially when you're young. Okay. Yeah. Is that what even the Beatles? Yeah, probably.
Probably. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But there becomes a point when that's got to get old. You got to, if you take it to the next level, you focus on the music. And then you get the Beatles and the Stones and Rush.
Right.
And Zeppelin. And, I mean, they're all decadent. It's rock and roll. Pink Floyd. It was the music.
Right.
You know? So, those are the ones that you know, last.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Oh, yeah. Well, sometimes you see some of the chicks or whether it be a lot, you think it'd be hotter, you know?
Oh, and then you see some. That's one of the things I hate about pop music. All you got to do, be able to do now.
Some of these
if you look really good and you can twerk,
right,
you don't have to be able to sing or write a song.
No.
Which, that's why the Grammys and the VMAs and the MTV Music Awards and all that stuff and Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and all that is a fucking joke. Because, you know.
So should we listen to this Pretenders here?
Mm-hmm.
Taking these videos off on the old YouTube.
Yeah.
If the audio's crap, it's not my fault. It's
just because we are underfunded at this point.
Oh, yeah.
So here's something I could probably share with you guys.
There's no string in the shoestring.
We don't have any. It's like a fucking rubber band. Every time you try to tie
shoestring,
it snaps.
You know, shoestrings. String budges don't even have string on it.
Let's see if I can get this to go.
But it oh, they played that?
No, that was at Tesla right before the show. Here's some Tesla from last Saturday.
I'm singing in the background. I hope you can hear me.
My boys right there. I hadn't seen them in 20 years. 18. I don't know what it was. That's my third time seeing the boys. I mean, I would go to more and more shows, but time and money.
Time and money.
Women and wine. No, it has nothing to do with it.
No?
It might. Whoa, what's that?
That would kickstart your heart.
Oh, Lord. Why did you go to Q? Is that the Buffalo?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, a couple weeks ago.
I was at the neighbor's house when I was listening to this.
Feel good?
Yeah.
How do you make it feel?
Alright.
Kickstart my heart. It's all about the rock and roll today.
Who do we have coming around here? I haven't checked any. Is there any shows? It's probably
not much going on.
It's September in upstate New York.
Yeah.
So that amount lot coming out. Whoa! Oops. Holy shnikes, what was that? That'll leave a mark. I'm going to my Tommy Boy routines.
Tommy Boy.
You had a story you were going to tell.
What was it?
You started it yesterday. I said, leave it alone.
Well, the story was been getting all these boxes.
Just do your thing, Chris.
Getting these boxes and stuff that.
I'm throwing shit around.
The wife was like, what? It says American Muscle on it, right?
Yeah.
It's American Muscle is an online catalog where you can order car parts. Well, she thought it was workout equipment. I was like, yeah, it's workout equipment. That's what it is.
And then, I'm trying.
So she's like, oh, okay. But
it's
if she knew what was inside of it and how much they cost, it'd be a lot different story. But
like the camshaft.
Yeah.
Hey, Gretchen's a camshaft.
Yeah, you curl it.
Ooh.
Camshaft girls. But,
all right, two of those at what is that? 60 pounds?
60 pounds.
There's more than that. I'm weak. I could do 10 if I really pushed it. Not live. My busting nut.
No, I don't need that.
I'm still recovering from the prostate thing. I better be careful.
Oh, don't do that.
No. Be like, oh lordy.
Right.
Live. We'd have to put that. Would be the funniest thing ever for everybody else, but me.
Yeah. No visual there.
Rupture a nut.
We don't need a visual on that one.
No.
But yeah, it was pretty. So I got away with it for like a couple days, and then I told her what it was.
You did?
Yeah, I told her it was car parts.
And yeah.
She's like, where are you going to put this equipment at? I'm like, it was all in the truck of the car right now.
Right.
I was like, yeah, it's. But American Muscle, great way for guys, you know, if they want.
Affordable.
Right. Well.
Quality.
If you want to get stuff, then the wife's like, what is it?
Oh, I see.
You know.
Yeah, you can say, like, well, it's workout equipment.
It's workout equipment.
And then you tell her a couple months later, no, that was camshaft for the.
Yeah, some cams and some other parts. And
she's and like, it was cheap.
She's like, man, there's a lot of boxes keep showing up. I'm like, oh, yeah, really?
So what'd you get so far? How many did you get? Four boxes.
Oh, there was four boxes.
Four boxes. So we got to get your car over my garage here soon.
Yep.
Once the fall comes. It's a good time to be working in the garage.
Wonder Project.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we'll get them done.
That'll be fun. Get greasy. Have beer.
Oh, yeah. But, yeah, what else is going on? Well, that Guardians of the Galaxy there, whoever came up with the soundtrack for that, they did a really good job.
Oh, my God, yeah. Great 70s soundtrack. back to one of your favorite movies, right?
Oh, man, and then.
Oh, Lord, that's a beer bug.
Well, my other question was, I watched. All right, I watched Family Guy today.
Yeah.
And then. Executive producer.
Instead of going to church.
It's Bill Burr, right?
Yes. Oh, he was executive producer on that episode?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, he also does the voice for Frank, which is the lead character. And then the stuff that they talk about and do there, like, it's funny. Whoever, the writers for the show,
Seth
did really
McFarlane
good job.
Especially. Yeah.
Because they're all, he's like, dang it, where's my car keys, right? And he's looking under the lamp. He picked the lamp up.
Why?
And, I don't know. But I've done that stuff before where I misplace something.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, okay, maybe it's here. Okay, maybe
it's over. You're looking at every place that you would never put it.
Right. And then it's not, I'm not even close to where it is. It's actually where I should have thought of the first time, you know.
Or you actually left it.
Right. Like, I just, you get that, you're in a hurry.
Right.
And then you get that tunnel vision.
And that's all you're thinking, oh my God, I can't find the keys. I'm going to be late. You're not thinking, really stopping to think, where was I last?
Yep.
Got to pause.
Well, on the disclaimer on the top there, it goes, it's a cartoon, okay?
Yes.
So it says sex and nudity.
Right.
It's got nudity in it. Now, can a cartoon have nudity in it?
Really? Like Family Guy?
Yeah.
I suppose.
What would be considered nudity? It's a drawing.
If they show.
So how do these people come up with these proportions on how to draw stuff? That's what I want to know. Is it they're in their minds and their own life experiences?
Yes.
Okay, this is what this should look like. That's what this should look like. This is what these look like.
Imagination. It's a bit. So it's like, no, they're actually saying a lot of it is based on real people.
Right. Okay.
What I've heard.
Right.
From artists.
So there was like one.
It's usually an amalgamation of people.
Right. There's like one nude scene in it, and
in the Family Guy, there was a nude scene.
Right. Right.
It's usually, what's her name? Consider the hottest. What's the wife's name?
Oh, the neighbor guy's always got the naked girls.
He's oh God, yes.
Well, Family Guy, yeah. Well, F is for family. It's the this. Guy.
Oh, you watch F is for Family.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's different. Yeah. I have not watched. I watched maybe one episode of that.
Well, it says nudity in it.
Okay.
And then I'm thinking, well, you know, what's this? It's based on in the 70s, like almost the 80s.
Okay.
And it's like what did Bill Burr say? It's wildly close to how he, not even close to how he really grew up, but it's kind of like how
it's kind of loosely based on
loosely,
his life.
Yeah, very, yeah. Very loose. Well, he's an executive producer on it, so there's someone making the final calls on this, you know.
It's got to be him.
Yeah, and it's funny. It's a funny show, funny cartoon, you know.
It's on later at night on like Adult Swim or something like that, isn't it?
Oh, it's on Netflix.
Is it on Netflix?
Yeah. They just had.
I had it in my list, and I might have watched one episode, but I haven't.
They just that's got like
another show
season.
That I loved, Letterkenny.
Letterkenny. Yep.
Oh my God, it's a. I watched the first two seasons, and I haven't watched the rest.
Right.
And you just get. There's just so much to watch out there.
Right.
So.
Yeah. Well, and if you want to learn how Canadians talk, watch.
Oh my God, the dude that plays the lead character.
Hey, don't you know?
Hey, don't you know? This all kinds of. I can't even explain it. You have to watch it.
That person. Oh, it's funny.
It is. It's really funny.
Really well written.
It is. It's well written. Well acted. And yeah, so
that F is well, it's a lot of the stuff that goes on. I'm like, oh, okay,
it's real. It's,
I'm like, yeah, I remember this stuff.
Yeah, you know? Stuff they're doing thing takes on things that happen in reality, but kind of a spin. Yeah, I gotta watch that.
Oh, yeah,
it sounds like fun.
Like Christmas Day, the bar was open, or Sunday. Oh, well, the town I grew up in, it was closed, but
oh, yeah, same here. I remember my stepdad being real pissed. In the 70s, because they wouldn't sell beer before noon. If he was out, it wasn't good.
No.
You know, and Jenny Cream Ale, that was the beer of choice for guys in our generation in the 70s and back. It was cheap.
Right.
It was local. And it was pretty good, I suppose. I mean, mm-hmm. The first time I ever had that was the first beer I ever had.
Right.
That and the Miller High Life.
Like the town I grew up in. Well, it's called Elkland.
Yep. Elkland.
Well, they had.
Used to have Elks at one time, actually.
It had four bars in this little town of 1,600 people.
Yeah.
So it had, for population, that's pretty good.
And I was at all four of them at one time.
And then,
the Bum Steer, what else did we have there? What was that one on Main Street?
It used to be Avery's.
Avery's, yeah. What was that one on Main
Street? Penn Elk.
Then
you had to be, if you were a member of the member club.
You could get into the Moose Club.
The Moose.
And they're all, they're all like within.
They're all around.
200, 300 yards from each other.
Right.
So. And then if the bar closed, you could go over to the mini mart at 2 a.m. and get your beer to go home with.
Right.
So boy, it wasn't much. If you didn't have anything going on, you had $50 to spend. You could get real lit on a weekend.
Oh, they had it was owned by the Crutnins. I can't remember the name of the bar.
Crutnins, yeah.
It was down by Freddie Feistar.
Oh yeah.
And then they had this like two ways you can get in, kind of like a. Oh, it had a. Like three steps on one side, three steps on the other, northeast side. Now, when I was a kid growing up, we had our bikes, like our parents would go out and drink Friday night.
Oh.
My mom would go out and drink.
Yeah, so you're on your own. You can do whatever you want.
Well, you got to be at the bar. I go, you know, the parents take us to the bar with them. So that's where we hung out. A lot of people.
And that happened too.
A lot of people, kids I knew that grew up, we.
They were in the.
We're at the bar. Go, hey, where are you guys going next?
Exactly.
Oh, we're going to Penn Elk. Oh, okay. So we're riding our. The parents take the cars to the pet off, then we'd ride our bikes over there, you know? And we're like 7, 8 years old, maybe 9.
Nowadays, no way.
No.
No, first beer I ever had, well, not first beer, but first time I was in a bar, I was 14 years old. My dad takes me into the bar.
Right.
And I think I'm going to get a soda, you know. And he's like, give him one of these two. And the bartender didn't even hesitate. Just fucking gave me the beer.
Right.
Gave me a draft at 14 right. years old. I mean, I had a little bit of a mustache and all that. But at 14, yeah, nowadays, cops be knocking on that bar door in about 5 minutes. Uh-oh. Somebody's
For some reason, every time I have Funyuns and Pepsi there, it takes me back.
Takes you back to the bar. Because that was your...
Funyuns.
Funyuns, oh my God.
Yeah, my real Funyuns.
Not even real onions.
He still sell them, yeah.
Yeah, no, Funyuns. Melt right in your mouth.
Yeah, now they give me a little heartburn.
Oh, do they?
A little onion you taste. But, yeah. Well, then, like, after... Well, it depends on what time it was, and it starts getting late, then we got, you know...
Then you gotta go.
Yeah, Mom was like, we got...
You gotta go home.
I'm tired, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I gotta take my kid home, then she'll go home. And then...
That'd be about midnight.
Oh, yeah, it was pretty late. Or we go and...
Down to the creek?
Like my neighbor, his mom and dad, went down there. His name is John Canfield, anyways.
Okay.
So his mom, Debbie, and she was married to this guy, Al.
Okay.
And then I went down there. I spent a lot of time, spent a night over there.
Oh, yeah.
And Mom would go out and party, right. You know. And then, boy, one time, Mom, she showed up. She was drunk.
I never saw my mom drunk, saw my dad drunk.
Oh, Mom was drunk.
Yeah.
And then she's like, all right, Chris, come on. And I was like, nah, he's going to spend the night here. You're right. You just go home and sleep it
yeah,
off.
Yeah, really. Sleep it off, honey.
Yeah. And she's like, I want my kids. And, you know, she got drunk anger. He's like, Annabelle, you better get out of here.
Yeah, really. You get that angry, drunk.
I woke up. I heard her voice, you know. And then he's like, Annabelle, you better go home. You know, just chill out. Go home and sleep. And
mm-hmm.
We'll send him down in the morning. And then
she's throwing a fit.
Yeah. She left.
Oh, yeah. She went home just a bitching the whole time.
Yeah. Well, then, with this F as a family, I got home the next morning, you know. Mom's like, well, you should have got up and came down with me. I go, well...
What?
What? Win. That's the way
you
it
can't
is.
Can't win.
As a 70.
You can't win.
You can't win.
You can't win.
No.
Parents were always right, even when they were wrong. and they knocked you in the back of the pickup truck, take you a ride with no clothes on.
Right.
Drinking water out of a hose.
Oh, jeez.
Jumping bikes over rivers and creeks.
Oh, yeah. We
crazy shit. Shooting out windows with BB guns.
Right.
Just all kinds of craziness. Shooting each other with BB guns.
Well, a good friend of mine, they went out, their parents went out and bought a new truck. It was an S10.
Yeah.
And they put a brand new cap on the back for the kids.
Oh, so they could ride around, keep the kids out of the rain while they're cruising around.
It's like, why didn't you get a, like, nah, we need a truck.
We need a truck.
Because they go camping every weekend. Yeah. They went camping.
Oh, man.
And they had this S10 and they had the camper in the, you know, the topper on the back.
Right, yeah.
Everybody had their seat.
And that's where you go.
Someone had a cushion over here. I get the hump.
I get the... Nobody can sit up front because it's stick shift.
Yeah, nobody wants to sit by the tailgate.
No.
Because it stinks back here.
It's where all the exhaust is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
then you got those little windows in the back, and it heats up in those back. I've sat in the back of those as a kid. It gets hot under those sons of bitches in the summertime.
Yeah.
And it's cold in the winter.
And then it had the... Well, I had the rear slider.
Yeah.
The rear sliding window.
Yeah.
And then I had the slider between
on the side.
Between the camper.
Yeah.
Between the camper and the cab.
There's not a lot of air, though.
And then they had a gasket, right?
Okay.
So during the winter, the heat would get back there.
Okay.
So the kids wouldn't freeze.
Right.
So they you know. They
See, we grew up in Redneck. I grew
a little,
up in
a little tougher. You had to grow up a little tougher.
Yeah, you did. You weren't going to survive if you didn't.
Why are you sick? I don't understand.
Exactly. Why you got a cold? Well, maybe because you had me on the back of a pickup truck and a pair of cut-off jeans and nothing else on in a rainstorm.
Oh, yeah.
While you're cruising around on dirt roads drinking beer.
Yep. Hey, give me another one.
Give me another.
And you pass
slide it through the slider.
Slide it through the slider window.
Here
you
go. Driving.
Yeah.
Will you open that for me? Yeah. Kids are...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, you know what? That kind of shit would happen. You know what we started doing when we got older? We just take a sip of beer on the way. If we're passing it.
Oh, would you?
Oh, yeah. Me and my brother and my friends, we take a sip. They hand it on. So, all right. I think I'm ready to wrap up the show. What do you think?
Oh, you're all done?
I don't know, man. What do you got going on?
Oh, nothing much.
Nothing much? I got some more Megadeth, though.
We'll play a little more Megadeth.
Let's play a little more Megadeth. See if we have anything else we want to talk about before that. You'll do anything for fame, celebutante. That's what the song is about. People who will Kardashian their lives.
Right.
I guess that's the best way to put it. Mm-hmm. Which is, you know, fake and phony. But you make money that way.
Fake and phony.
Fake and phony doesn't work for me.
And that's something?
It is. Well, you know what? I'd be a pretty damn rich guy if I was willing to do the things I was asked to do in that world of corporate America, what I've been in a few times. Basically lie, cheat, steal, do whatever. Don't care about your integrity. I've had opportunities to do those kinds of things and wouldn't do it. No? Because,
no.
You know? So that kind of thing kind of disgusts me. Maybe to my own detriment, I'm sure. You know? And financially, anyway. But...
what are you going to do?
What are you going to do? Exactly. Well, you can take the high road, or you can take the low road, and
Oh, it's something that I'm comfortable doing with. Why do it?
If you're not comfortable doing it, yeah. And if it made you feel, and I want to, feel good about what I'm doing. Right. So, if you can sleep at night, that's what matters.
There you go.
So,
I think that's what Darth Vader said.
What? Darth Vader?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit.
Don't take that. I'm
on the dark side.
Well, he took the low road and he got caught up.
Yeah, we're all going to die anyway, so what the fuck, right?
All right.
So, quit being so damn serious, Rick, Heavy Metal Messenger. There I go again, philosophizing. Yell at me.
Oh.
Yell at me.
Just dropping bombs.
Just tell me to shut the fuck up. Just
throwing that knowledge out there, and kaboom, kaboom. I hope these people can handle it.
And I'm just as full of shit as anybody else.
Oh,
so.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Aren't we all?
Oh, yeah.
So.
Yep.
Well, I think that's another show. What do you think?
Yeah, that's pretty good. Okay, guys. So,
thanks for listening to us. Heavy Metal Messenger, and that's my buddy Dino. And catch us. Google us.
Right.
And catch us on all those apps.
There you go.
We'll make it quick. We're out.